Party people in the place to be. What's up? Josh from the Gaming Console here to bring you a new episode. What can I do, like a solo episode? Not like a full ep, but you know, it's a little content for you. Nice little side mission, I guess you could call it. But yeah, Mikey B is not with me this week. No worries, all good. I might, you know, Photoshop him right there or something to kind of, you know, make it seem like I'm not just talking to myself, you know, which is pretty much what I'm doing, but you know the vibes. So, traditional gaming console fashion, I'm going to tell you what I've been playing this week. We haven't been together for like a week or two, but, you know, gaming's been gaming, and, you know, here's what I've been playing. So, Call of Duty Cold War came out. I picked that up, had to pick it up, of course, because, you know, your boy on Warzone. And we just got to try to get more guns. I'm super into, you know, the whole gun progression thing. And it's a little easier in Cold War. Just since it's like levels and you don't have to get like 30 sliding kills or like 6 headshots with like a LMG or anything like that. So that's always nice. But the main thing that I love about Cold War is, drum roll, zombies. You know, the gang got back together, and we're over here trying to take on waves of zombies. It's amazing. It's so much fun. Call of Duty, you know, it existed for some time in between, you know, Warzone and, like, Modern Warfare 2, where it just was, it was kind of rough, man. Like, just so much Call of Duty, and it wasn't really appealing. And then, you know, time goes on, and you skip a bunch of games. So, but then they come back with Warzone, you jump back in it, and you just start getting into the flow of Call of Duty, and then, oh, you know, I just love playing online, you know, trying to get a dub, like we all try to do, and then you just get back into it, and then you join in the new game, and, of course, they brought back zombies, and you're just up in the business, so, gangs on zombies. Excuse me, and it's just, it's so much fun, and it's everything like I remembered, you know, all the waves, and the strategies to get the power on and to pack your guns up, and it is a lot of fun. I've really, really been enjoying that the last couple of days. What else have we been playing? Oh, big news, EA finally made its way into the Game Pass. So now for all of you, you know, NBA Live lovers, which I don't think there's that many of them because that game kind of sucks. Madden, NHL, FIFA, all of that's on Xbox. I think you can get like the last 3 years in there. So pick your poison, you know? And I picked mine as Madden 2020 because I've been having a feel for like getting a quick round in, you know what I mean? For like Madden. And like, I when I downloaded it, that's what I find myself doing. And I'm enjoying it a lot. A lot of people say this new Madden's ass, but I'm not like trying to, you know, be the franchise player or do any of those modes because it's just not my thing. And I'm not going to be on a fucking, you know, ESPN Madden Challenge tour bus playing with people around the state. Like, I just want to pick my team, run a couple plays, do a couple juke actions, you know, spin moves, truck sticks, and then I'm out, which is perfect, which I've set up my games to be like 6-minute halves, boom, in and out. Couple plays, don't get bored, get in and out, do my business. So I've been doing that. I might get back into FIFA, man. FIFA, I would be the first one to tell you that I am ass at FIFA. And there's just something about just playing that I have the option to play it, which makes me want to just get it. You know what I mean? I used to play FIFA with my roommate, and, you know, I'd talk my shit, be like, yeah, you can't beat me, like, I'm, like, way better than you, even though knowing inside, I'm ass. I am the worst player, and, like, I don't think I know how to play. So, you know, I'm just talking my shit, and would get smoked, like, 7 rounds, and I would just have to take it. But but that was, like, the best part, is just being able to, like, just pick up your sticks and play, you know, a quick round of FIFA, you know, a quick round of, like, Madden. So, EA. Oh, also, you know, Star Wars, Battlefront's in there, Fallen Order, pick your poison again, you know what I mean? So I downloaded Battlefront 1 again because there was just something about that game. It was a time in my life where I would just jump online. You know, the gang would jump on and we would just play for hours, and it was just very nostalgic. So I think that's why I picked it up. I did a quick round and I kind of hated it, but you know, once you get in with the gang, you know, it could probably be better, or I just got to get used to it again. So that, I mean, it is what it is. What else? Strike Force, still full effect. You know, I'm doing my thing. You know, picking up the mobile gaming. That's like a broken record. Maybe I'll put something on the try hard or something like that, but nothing too crazy. I wanted to jump on. We're going to jump into news. It's not really news, but it's what's going on in video games, man. And the consoles are out, and your boy is mad depressed. Mad depressed because I couldn't get one. You know, I tried all the online things, you know, Walmart, 11 Eastern's dropping a PlayStation. I failed that like 6 times. So hurtful. It just sucked. And, you know, you can only take so many L's. Like, I'm into sneakers. I don't know if you guys can see because I have a couple shoe boxes here. So I'm used to not getting the drops. But, like, man, it hurts a little different when you taking an L on a console. But I don't know when I'll get it. The times that we're in now is, like, I've also just been seeing that, like, you know, Xbox has shortages and, you know, it sucks because everyone out there is like, oh, the new Spider-Man, the new fucking Call of Duty, like, this game's awesome, Assassin's Creed. And I feel like I'm over here playing on a Game Boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, some definite FOMO, but, you know, I'll get it eventually. But I kind of did this to myself, you know what I mean? Like, I like to roll the dice, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't pre-order, plus also pre-ordering I heard was a massive, just mess too. But didn't pre-order, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to pull up day of, maybe cop one, both of them, something. Pick it up, swipe my card, do my thing. But because of the times we're in, that's not possible. I played myself, is what it is. I played myself and I can't blame anybody but myself. You know what I mean? So maybe I should have tried for the pre-orders because everything was tried online or we're not selling them in stores. I know Target was exclusively doing it online. I even went to Target one day or day of. And I was like, let me just pick up some Sun Chips and run them a quick couple errands that I didn't really need to do just to see what's up at Target. Nothing. And then I asked the dude, I was like, yo, man, you got the insider baseball. You got the, you know, you got the news on the inside. When's the Xbox coming in? Oh, I don't know, bro. I can't tell you that information. I don't even know, man. Which, I'll give him some of the doubt, some of the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? You don't know, maybe, but you know when they're coming. Maybe save yourself a couple, hook your boys up. But I'm just looking for, you know, I'm looking for a time, a day, because I'm getting FOMO, man, and I really want to experience this. You know what I'm saying? Like, the rest of the world does too, but who am I to, you know, be special? You know, I wish Microsoft would send the console boys a console. You know what I mean? Microsoft, what's up? Sony, the console boys are here. We're here to do our thing with these video games. Maybe in the future that'll happen. That'd be tight. I'm seeing everybody getting it, man, and I'm like, my time will come soon. It'll come soon. So that is a huge part of what's going on. It's even like built into like my routine. You know what I mean? Like, I'll wake up, turn the computer on, you know, open up my console browsers aside from like my email and stuff. So the console browsers would be Target, Walmart, Best Buy. I'm even checking like Sam's Club. Nothing. Zero. And the worst part about all of this, I've had them in the cart many times, and I've just struck out every single time. Every time, strike out. It's no good. Sucks. But, you know, what can you do? It is what it is. Times are rough, and we'll get there eventually. Maybe they'll, like, patch shit up. Who knows? We all saw that video of the Xbox smoking, which was fake. Keep that in mind. It was fake. But still, you know, maybe they'll get, like, the second batch that's, like, you know, better? Question mark? I don't know. It's not like they have, like, their own day one hardware patches where, like, the first batch shits the bed and then the second one's a little better. But, you know, it is what it is. Gaming news-wise, consoles is pretty much it. Everyone's doing their reviews. Everybody's reviewing, you know, Miles, Sackboy, and Call of Duty on the new systems, Assassin's Creed. Other than that, everything's peachy. I could be missing stuff, which I probably am, but it's just the stuff that we think is important. So, yeah, we're going to keep this brief. That's about it. I just wanted to talk about, you know, my console depression. But never fear, the consoles will be near. All right, well, I've been Josh. Mikey B will be with us next episode, so don't you worry, folks, and the console boys are out. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.